Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It is Veterans Day, and we want to put a shout out to all our vets and all our military, and thank you. Thank you for your service. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for protecting us and always being there for us. And I think so many times they get forgotten. And I wanted to share the American Minute this morning, if you'll bear with me for just a second. It says the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month in 1918, World War One ended. Though the armistice was signed at 5 a.m., fighting continued until 11 a.m., killing nearly 11,000 more men. In 1921, President Warren Harding had the remains of an unknown soldier killed in France buried in the tomb of the unknown soldier at Arlington Cemetery. Inscribed on the tomb are the words, "Here rests in honored glory an American soldier known but to God." Armistice Day was changed to Veterans Day in 1954 to honor all U.S. veterans. In 1958, President Eisenhower placed soldiers in the tomb from World War II and the Korean War. In 1984, President Ronald Reagan placed a soldier from the Vietnam War in the tomb. DNA tests later identified him as Pilot Michael Blassie, a graduate of St. Louis University High School, 1966, and the U.S. Air Force Academy, 1970, whose A-35B Dragonfly was shot down near An Lac, South Vietnam. In 1998, Michael Blassie was reburied at Jefferson Memorial Cemetery in St. Louis, Missouri. On November 11, 1921, President Harding stated, "On the threshold of eternity, many a soldier, I can well believe, wondered how his ebbing blood would color the stream of human life flowing on after his sacrifice. I can sense the prayers of our people. Let me join in that prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come." Charles Michael Provence, U.S. Army, wrote the poem, "It is the soldier, not the minister, who has given us freedom of religion. It is the soldier, not the reporter, who has given us freedom of the press. It is the soldier, not the poet, who has given us freedom of speech. It is the soldier, not the campus organizer, who has given us freedom to protest. It is the soldier, not the lawyer, who has given us the right to a fair trial. It is the soldier, not the politician, who has given us the right to vote. It is the soldier who salutes the flag, who serves beneath the flag, and whose coffin is draped by the flag, who allows the protester to burn the flag." Dwight Eisenhower, in February of 1955, stated for the American Legion Back to God program, "Veterans realize perhaps more clearly than others the prior place that Almighty God holds in our national life. And they can appreciate through personal experience that the really decisive battleground of American freedom is in the hearts and minds of our own people. Each day, we must ask that Almighty God will set and keep His protecting hand over us, so that we may pass on to those who come after us the heritage of a free people, secure in their God-given rights and the full control of government dedicated to the preservation of those rights." And we give a shout out and a salute, if we can, to all our military and all our vets. And as we do that today here on CSC Talk Radio, I do have a guest. And we're not really talking necessarily about military, but we're talking about leadership. And I have Kit Larson with me. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Christopher Larson with me today.
All the same.
And he has kind of nicknames. I kind of get lost in the guys' nicknames. And I don't know. He's given me a bio here, but basically I met him through some of my my gun handling buddies, and they kind of set us up. It's like we have this blind date here.
It's exactly what it's like, yeah.
They came to me and they said, hey, you know, my buddy wants to be on the air with you. And they go to him and they go, hey, Beth wants you to be on the air with her. And this is a program called One Shepherd that he leads. I'm going to let him just kind of explain what it is. I want you to welcome Christopher here today. We're kind of in a ghost town. It's a holiday. Banks closed. Post office closed. Courthouse is closed. I think my door's the only one open in these blocks, and so we are here.
That's right, and 31 degrees outside, so it's good and brisk, too.
And I might add, Christopher is also a vet, and we thank him for his service,
Well, thank
too.
You. I appreciate that. And so now I forget what the question was.
Look what I did. One Shepherd. What does One Shepherd do? What does it mean? I'd never heard of it until the guys were telling me about it here a couple of weeks ago.
You know, to be absolutely honest, we'll keep their organization quiet, but we just had a journalist out with us at the fall semester in September, and that was the big question. He kept saying, can you just nutshell it? Tell me what it is. And I said,
you can't nutshell it, can you?
No, you can't. And I said,
well,
look,
we've got an hour. We can tell what it is.
That was exactly it. I was like, look, here's the deal. You figure out what we are. Figure out how to give that elevator speech, and then please teach all of us how to do that. Because how do you say we're the Boy Scouts with guns?
You just come right out and say it.
and less adult supervision, as my guys like to say.
But basically, it's a leadership program. And it just happens that they do it in sort of a military style.
No, it is actually expeditionary. It's what's called expeditionary learning or expeditionary instruction. And there are other organizations out there that use that. We use specifically expeditionary learning to teach leadership. And what we do is we use military modeling, or what you would call military simulation, to put people into real experiences, or what they call practical exercises, so that they can actually get hands-on leadership. And I think that's, if One Shepherd has one claim to fame, yeah, I think it is that you don't learn about leadership. That's just not what you do here. If you want to do that, go to college, go to one of those, you know, Harvard, whatever, kind of five-day seminars and pay oodles of dollars, and you'll learn all about what great leaders did in the past. That's not what you're going to do at One Shepherd. We're going to actually put you with a platoon. You're going to lead a platoon for 3 days straight, no rest. And we're going to give you those experiences. Now, we're not going to throw you to the wolves. It is a 3-year program that people go through. But in that time, you're going to lead fire teams. You're going to lead squads. You're going to lead platoon-level organizations. You're going to take them out for multiple days at a time.
Well, you know, I think that something that's lacking in this nation right now is leadership.
Oh, I would absolutely agree.
And I'm not just talking about in politics.
Right.
I'm talking about in general. You were talking about pay bukus of dollars to go get. I don't think they give true leadership training in colleges and in programs such as that. Boy Scouts, I think, do. To a degree, I don't know if they're as strong with it as they used to be.
You just hit it. They did.
And because I know I've got two brothers that actually became Eagle Scouts, and I remember what they went through to get to that point. And, you know, and I was a Girl Scout, and I didn't make it as far as they did. We moved, and there wasn't a Girl Scout troop where we moved to. But they taught leadership back then, and they used to teach things like that, and how important it was to be a leader, not just to take orders, but to be the leader. And I think we're missing that in our families. I think some of the dads and the moms, they fail to be leaders. And that bothers me a little bit. And I think that's the same in the job world. You know, people they're not taking the bull by the horn and leading. And we're going into a break. We're going to open up the phone lines, if that's okay with Christopher. It's 877-895-5410. We're talking about leadership, and it is Veterans Day. If you want to talk and give a shout out to your favorite vet, that's all right with us too. 877-895-5410. And we are going into a break, and we'll lead you right back.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representative and senators, or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription, CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.
BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
You won't want to miss an evening with Dr. Ben Carson when he speaks for Vitae Foundation's annual pro-life event at the Holiday Inn Executive Center in Columbia, Missouri on Sunday, November 16th. Like millions of you, Dr. Carson is passionate about the value of life, and so is Vitae. Vitae reaches out to women through compassion and love. Join them on November 16th and personally witness a great American with great ideas and a great foundation doing great work. Go to adsforlife.org to reserve your seat today. That's adsforlife.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Ben Carson. Please join me for a special evening in Columbia on Sunday, November 16th. Like millions of you, I'm passionate about the value of life, and so is the Vitae Foundation. Working tirelessly, they use media to reach women facing difficult choices during unplanned pregnancies. I've saved many lives, and you can save even more by joining us on November the 16th. Go to adsforlife.org.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. It is Veterans Day. We're putting a shout out to our vets and thanking them for all that they've done. And I have Christopher Larson in the studio with me today. That's unusual when I actually have somebody in the studio. I usually have their picture up here on my computer so I can see who I'm talking to. That's not true.
Wow, I look so much better in my picture, too.
You look good here, too. You do have a nice picture. But we have, we're talking about a program that's a three-year program. It's a military-style program to teach leadership. And as we were going into the break, I was saying I fear that we've lost that. We're not teaching leadership. We're more like teaching people to be followers rather than leaders. You know, I had a son one time, and he's in law enforcement. But he had told me one time what bothers him, you know, that it was one of the college that were attacked here several years ago, that what bothered him was that everybody went, they're all taught to hide. You know, of course, he's not one to tell you all to be vigilantes either, but
right.
But to go and hide, he said, you know, and I know him and it, all five of mine, they wouldn't have been the ones hiding. Whoever the perpetrator was, he'd have been sorry by the time he was done, even when they were high schoolers, because they weren't going to do that.
Sure.
So, you know, that was something that he said it bothered him, that they're teaching them to hide, and we're not teaching people to step up and be leaders. And I don't know that you can actually teach anyone to be a hero, but you can give them the confidence and the abilities that they need to be able to step up.
Well, no, that's an excellent point. I wonder if, and I mean this legitimately, okay, so I'm an academic background, so I'm an academic nerd. And
I got a geek in the office.
Oh, yeah, you absolutely do. And so the thing is, I question whether or not you can even learn, can you teach someone? Remember, a teaching is what the instructor does, what the teacher does. Can you teach someone to be a leader? And my answer is no, and that's the problem with our educational or leadership education to date is that people firmly believe, well, I can just put out enough information out there so that you will learn how to be as an instructor, and then all my learners will magically learn how to be leaders. One shepherd takes the other approach. We say, no, we can't really teach it, but you can learn it, and you're going to learn it by doing it. And so that's what we do. We take you out for a week at a time every June. And then every September, first week of June, last week of September, we take you out for 7 days. We put you in a field environment. The program is designed to be 6 semesters long. So if you do 2 a year, that's a 3-year program. Can you do it longer? Sure. We try to make it learner-centric, which means we allow you to make your own schedule.
Well, you've never learned at all. you've always got to have something else you learn. You've never learned it all. There's always
true.
Something.
But, you know, let me draw back to, because we were talking about the Boy Scouts, and I will sing the Boy Scouts' praises from to the Four Winds.
Absolutely.
I was a scout myself and loved being in scouts.
Mm-hmm.
But it's interesting, that's actually how One Shepherd came about. We were playing some tactical hide-and-go-seek games. I was about 2 to 3 years, I think it was 3 years in the scouts at that point, and had a wonderful scout leader. And he pulled me and a buddy of mine that were, you know, organizing these things. God forbid that we actually organize and led anything. And he pulled us to the side, and he said in the most compassionate way, look, Chris, I see what you're doing. And I'll go ahead and put you what year this was. This was 1981. And he said, I see what you're doing, and I really want to support it. But he said, Chris, take a look. At that time, they were changing uniforms. And he said, the changes in scouts aren't just about the uniforms. He said, there is a fundamental shift. He said, when I started this as a scoutmaster, way back, you know, years ago, leadership, he said, there were whole entire outings where, if you can imagine this, the scouts led themselves. I'm not saying every time they went camping, but there were camping events where the scouts, there were no adults involved. The scouts had to do everything, including get them.
The adults were there. They just weren't involved.
No, he insists that they weren't there at all. The scouts got them. The only thing the adults would help in was actually getting you in vehicles and taking you to the site, drop you off, and then they would leave. They would come back a couple of days later.
And everyone was still alive.
And everybody was still alive, and they achieved all the things that they had to achieve and all this. And so that's what we were looking for. We were just looking for that kind of experience. And he said, I'm sorry, Chris, it's changed. And that's actually the instigation of how One Shepherd came about in 1981, was that we said, no, we still want to do student-led patrols. And so then it just became, well, military is kind of sexy. Let's start going with that sort of thing. And one thing led to another, and we started doing the military simulation. But, yeah, that's how it came about.
Well, when we talk about leadership, you know, I also think about some of the things that have happened in this nation and how people didn't step up. Now, I know that there were those that did, and you don't hear about them as much, you know. But when Katrina hit, and we see all the victims screaming for help, well, you're always going to have those that have to be helped. And I'm not trying to put anybody down in saying that.
No.
But I want to be the kind of person, and you want to be with the kind of person that doesn't cry for help, but knows how to be the help.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And, you know, that kind of bothered me back then. Not that they were screaming for the government to come help them, but anything. I mean, I think the last thing I would have been doing was that I'd have grabbed the hands of my kids, and we'd have been headed for the highest hill. It might have taken us a while to get there, but we'd have been moving on out and
sure.
taking the initiative ourselves if we had to even do it on foot. Now, I know those are big words when you're not in the situation, but you never know when something's going to hit, whether it's a hurricane, whether it's a tornado, any kind of a winter storm. We're coming up with winter here.
Right.
You need to, as the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts, always be prepared. And, you know, we have a lot of those preppers going on right now, being prepared, and people think they're just out there. But really, that's the way we should always be. We should have always had that mindset. It has nothing to do with what you think is happening here now or anything like that. It's just common sense to be prepared. You don't know when the winter storm is going to hit, so you make sure you got plenty of food in the pantry. You be prepared.
Right. Right? No. You know, I'm an optimist. So when I see these tragedies, I'm always encouraged, and I tend to focus on
the positive
stories of people stepping up and getting in their vehicle and loading it up with groceries and driving down to Katrina. So I tend to focus on that. But you're right. There is the other side of that coin, and that's when the media helicopters fly over, and you can see 2,000 people that appear just helpless.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're right. That's the natural question is, where are the leaders there? And I think we've come to a point now for various reasons in both our education and our work experiences, our lived experiences, where it's discouraged to be a leader. We are
well,
discouraged.
And don't you think that we're kind of comfortable? So
sure.
We think that that's not going to happen here. I mean, that's kind of the nature of mankind anyway. Well, it's not going to happen to me. Well, you know, I'm somebody whose house burned down. Somebody else once said, well, that happened to her, but it's never going to happen to me. Well, I remember thinking that wasn't going to happen to me either. You just don't know when those things are going to happen.
Right. Right. No. I think you're right. And we can look at it from a reactionary tragedy-based, but I even take a look at it at something so simple as, I forget exactly all the surroundings, but there was an incident where I was talking to a gentleman. He was asking about our program. And finally, at one point, I turned to him and I said, the young men mows in your neighborhood. And he said, yeah, we've got that in my subdivision. I was like, right, would you trust him to mow your lawn? And he said, no. I said, right, so you've got a 16, 18-year-old kid, and you don't even trust him to mow your lawn. You don't even trust him to get that done. He said, no, I don't. And I was like, well, we produce people that you'll trust with a whole lot more than just mowing.
You know, that's interesting. That's interesting that you would say that because, you know, I think people have lost faith in the young people. I have not. Because I have seen some, but I know exactly what you're talking about. They don't seem to take the initiative to get the job done. It's like, well, whatever, you know. We have Annette from West Virginia. Annette, how are you today?
Oh, listen, I'm fine. Good morning to you, my fellow patriots. I just happened to turn the dial to your program when I heard you mentioning, well, maybe a minute before that, about Katrina and that I got the impression that you were saying that there weren't people there to help.
No. We're promoting leadership. We were just talking that there were so many there that didn't know what to do, and we're promoting a program that actually helps people learn how to be leaders.
Well, I wanted to say this because I was following that very carefully. The government was actually preventing people who had trucks of food to bring down there. They prevented the people from bringing their food down to Katrina. This was a massive conspiracy. And also, with reference to this matter of leadership, if you are witnessing this malaise among the younger folks, it's not their fault. What has happened is that there has been a deliberate policy, and it's satanic, utterly satanic, to reject all the principles that worked and incorporate all the principles that don't work. And you see that in the dumbed-down education system. You see that in our foreign policy. We hurt our friends and encourage our enemies. It's all the way through government. That's because it is a satanic policy.
Well, I'm going to have to cut you short. We're going into a break. Thank you, Annette. But she's absolutely right. There's been a shift in how we teach and how we learn. This is CSC Talk Radio, and we will be right back.
CJ Hadley brings us all home on the range as she continues to fight bureaucrats and educate all. CJ is offering her three best and calling it her trifecta offer. It includes 5 quarters of Range Magazine, her newest hardbound book, Brush Strokes and Ballad Ears, Painters and Poets of the American West, plus her Real Buckaroo calendar, all for only $40. It's CJ's trifecta package. CJ Hadley is a patriot, educating the masses with her Range magazine. 5 quarters of Range magazine, Brush Strokes and Ballad Ears, and her Real Buckaroo calendar. Plus, a special bonus. Add $10 and CJ will throw in another one of her great books, Call of the Cow Country. the Trifecta for $40, and the Trifecta Plus for $50. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you.
Are you one of the millions of people who take pills for pain management? Then listen up. The breakthrough topical pain creams from RX Topical Relief may help reduce your pain without needing to take a pill. Topical pain creams combine the benefits of multiple medications for a greater effect without many of the side effects from pills such as addiction, nausea, and dizziness. In fact, topical pain creams bypass your GI and liver to minimize absorption into your bloodstream. If you're in pain and have private health insurance, call RX Topical Relief today and see if you qualify for topical pain creams. The good news is that there will be very little or no out-of-pocket expense if this prescription is covered by health insurance. Call 1-800-318-0800. That's 1-800-318-0800. Call 1-800-318-0800 today. That's 1-800-318-0800. 1-800-318-0800. RX Topical Relief topical creams are currently not available for Medicare and Medicaid patients.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but it's in our house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study, and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are and were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $16.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, and one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy of Radical Islam in the House. Only $16.99.
C&J Dog Food is a family-owned business taking pride in caring for your pets. They raise pets. They own pets. They love and know dogs. C&J Dog Foods carries three special dog food formulas that are nutrient-packed and designed with your furry animal's health in mind. For your puppy, chicken and rice formula. For your adult pets, you can choose either a chicken and rice formula or beef and rice formula. C&J Dog Food is formulated to meet nutritional levels established by the AAFCO, meeting the nutrient profiles for all stages of your pet's life. Sold in one-unit 50-pound bags available for pickup and bulk orders, or they offer 20-pound boxes that are easy to handle and convenient to store, as well as home delivery. Call for pricing, 417-452-2781. C&J Dog Food, your pet deserves the best. As breeders themselves, they know dogs. Call today, 417-452-2781, or visit them online at cjdogfood.net. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio on this Veterans Day. I'm interviewing Christopher Larson. He is part of One Shepherd, and we're going to get into that a little bit. Well, we have Steve from Illinois. Steve, how are you today?
Hey, good morning. You know, it really is amazing how things have changed. I got out of high school in 79, and going back to my kindergarten days, the focus was you want to be a leader. You want to succeed in life. And it's now just a group mentality with our academics. Something else that I think has changed is kids, you know, back in my generation, we had at best, you know, three TV channels and two radio stations, no computers, no video games. So we were out every day engaging each other in sports. And we, of course, had our sports heroes. And we were all trying to be the best, you know, player out on the ball diamond or on the field. And kids don't do that anything, you know, they don't do anything close to that now. So it's just amazing how things have changed.
You know how when you're a senior in high school, you have to pick out school motto or class motto and they put that in your yearbook. I don't know if they put them in the yearbook or not, but you have your class motto. Well, I can't remember what my husband's was. I don't remember what mine was, but his was something really nice and inspiring and all that. And one of our sons was, their class motto was, "Who cares what matters?" You know, it's like, that's your motto for life is who cares what matters, you know? And, you know, so it is,
we're not really teaching them, or maybe we're not exampling them, the integrity that they need and the leadership abilities that they need. And that does start at home as well as in the classroom.
It's been just a complete shift. I'm a graduate of a four-year private college, and for about the last 10 years, freshmen coming to the school, they have to show up a week early, and they spend the entire week doing group social activities and community activities. And I think if I had to do that, you know, back when I was a college student, I probably would have gotten a case of beer and just hidden in my dorm room.
Well, there you go.
I think I did. Yeah.
That's a way to be honest, right there on national radio, Steve.
Yeah. Well, I'm not politically correct. Never will be.
Well, I appreciate your call. We thank you very much.
Sure. All right. Bye-bye.
You know, we were talking in the break, and I was kind of teasing Christopher there. I said, are you one shepherd? Are you the one shepherd? And he said, I would like to explain that just a little bit. So I think we're going to talk about the title, the name, One Shepherd.
We really should, because there's so many people who call us and say, hey, can I leave my dog with you for the weekend?
I've got some sheep that need a shepherd.
Exactly. No, we're not a dog kennel, no. We're not a religious organization, though we certainly embrace, you know, religion and spirituality. But no, where it comes from, frankly, Dave Grossman has the book on killing, and he wrote that, I think, I want to say it was about 94. And he gives the analogy of the sheep, the sheepdog, and the wolves. And he says basically all the good people of the world, all the good people of America are sheep, very productive. He means that in a good way. Very, very productive people, the best people on the earth. And he said, but unfortunately, we all know there's bad people out there. Those are the wolves that feed upon the sheep. And so he said, so some of us wind up seeking a warrior path. That is, we become sheepdogs. And we really liked that imagery and that analogy. And so for us, because we are an educational institution, we said, well, if there's a sheepdog, you may be born a dog, but you're not born a sheepdog. You're trained. You're taught how to be that. So where there's a sheepdog, there has to be a shepherd. And then we came up with the motto, one warrior, one leader, one shepherd. It's a progression where you go through. And so that's actually where the name comes from. One shepherd, is that eventually we work our way up to where we shepherd.
Well, obviously, you've probably read that article about, are you a sheep or a sheepdog?
Right.
And my son gave that to me when he was first in his academy, and, or maybe he was out of it by then. But anyway, kind of helping his mother understand. But I can tell you from, now all of my boys are, you know, they're the alpha males. You know, they're all kind of in that direction. But you can see a difference in personalities and in characters. And not everybody's going to be that leader. And I don't mean that in a bad way.
No, and we don't need everybody.
But not everybody is going to be that leader. But there has to be something within them that makes them want to step out of that box and, you know, what do you call it, puff up their protective character or whatever it is that needs to be done at that time. I had a son that was, he worked at a local grocery store, and here comes a guy in that's stuffing his pockets and everything. And he's just 17. I mean, he's just 17 in high school. He's not going to let this guy get away with it. So, you know, he sits there and he captures this guy. I say capture, that's the wrong word.
He detains
him, calls the police. You know, we're in this little town. It takes them 45 minutes to get there.
Wow.
This guy's got a knife. He's got all kinds of things. But my boy's sitting there, he's not a small kid, but he's a high schooler. He's not all that buff just yet, but he was a football player. He could run. The guy wouldn't have stood a chance to tackle him. But, you know, he's sitting there taking this, you know, holding this guy captive. And he ended up getting a letter from the main company of the grocery store in thankfulness, you know, for what he had done. But it's in some people's character to take the lead. And that's what you're saying. You can't necessarily teach that,
no,
but you can give them the tools
that they need to
learn it. And we're going to go to a caller here real quick, if you don't mind. We have Theodore from Missouri. Theodore, how are you today?
How are you, Beth Ann?
Hi.
Hey, I hate to call you on a weekday. I like to wait till Fridays because I love all your guests.
Well, thank you.
Your brother, who's in law enforcement, and the story about how he, or your son, how he felt feels about people hiding. I think the most recent example of that is the bombing at the Boston Marathon, and how a city, the city of Boston, was turned into a ghost town. Those people hiding in their homes. Imagine, at the site of the Boston Marathon, the same city in American history where the Boston Massacre occurred, and all those millions of people in Boston hiding in their homes from an 18-year-old kid.
Interesting.
It's a disgrace to America. I think Boston is a disgrace to America.
Well, I think.
Thank you, Beth Ann.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank
Peter.
You.
I appreciate
Have
it.
Have a good day.
I'm going to comment a little bit on that because I know that the media doesn't let us see those heroes that are behind the scenes, and I know there were many that were taking an initiative there. But yeah, what we see is America seems to, you know, I don't know how to put it. I guess they haven't taken the One Shepherd class yet. But, you know, it's we have leaders and we have heroes. And but they very seldom, of course, they don't want to be known. They don't want to be seen. They're not doing it for that reason. They're just doing it to make things happen or to get things done or to take care or protect. And we don't usually see what goes on behind the scenes.
Right. I think the commonality in all the stories we're hearing is, you know, if I were to make it really simple, I would say liability issues. But here's what I mean. Whether we're talking about a young man tackling, a criminal offender in a grocery store, whether we're talking about teachers in classes, or whether we're talking about the Boston Marathon bombings and people hiding from this, from the threat. Ultimately, what you have is you have someone who is, we designate and we say, well, that person is in charge. Somebody else is responsible for this, not me. And that's what I say when we instill. One of the things we instill is responsibility and the authority to make a decision for yourself.
And it goes back to that biblical saying, am I my brother's keeper?
Right.
Yes,
right.
We are. We're going into a break, though. We are the timekeeper here. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're talking about leadership. It's a program called One Shepherd, and they don't really teach leadership. They just give you the tools to help you do that, to help you learn how to be the best leader that you can be in whatever way you need to be that. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. We also give a thank you out to all the vets, all the military, and you know what? All their families. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-473-7921, 800-473-7921.
Abigail Adams said, "A patriot without religion, in my estimation, is as great a paradox as an honest man without the fear of God." CSC Talk Radio welcomes Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty that provides a quality product, quality service with competitive pricing. Melody and I are working together to bring you the best and most honest products and prices in the gold and silver market. Let Melody's nearly 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your
your investment guide. She can assist you with your gold and silver purchases. Honesty, truth, and integrity are her way. Call Melody and tell her welcome to CSC Talk Radio, and then let her be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or call Melody Cedarstrom at 1-800-375-4188. That's online at dgscoins.com or 1-800-375-4188. Hemby Dairy Supply has gone above and beyond the call of duty for all their dairy customers. Many of you men call Hemby Dairy Supply to inquire about certain products. When all is explained, you men make the wisest of all statements. I need to ask my wife. Well, Hemby Dairy Supply female employees are wise and can help you make those decisions that just might keep you out of trouble and perhaps even make you the hero of the day. Let Hemby Dairy Supply ladies assist you in making those hard-to-decide dairy supply decisions. And women, Hemby Dairy Supply can help you too. If you need male second opinion, let the Hemby Dairy Supply men assist you. Call them now at 1-800-306-8937 or shop online at HambyDairySupply.com and let the Hemby Dairy Supply staff of wives and husbands help meet all your dairy supply needs. That's 1-800-306-8937. Hemby Dairy Supply for all your dairy supply needs. CSE Talk Radio has a goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. At WillieSmoothRevolvers.com, Bill Walters is your personal gunsmith, specializing in action work and repairs on most makes and models of double-action revolvers. Repair and enhance the actions of many semi-automatic pistols. Visit WillieSmoothRevolvers.com. Whether hunting, competition, or tactical work, WillieSmoothRevolvers.com is the gunsmith shop for you. CZ Engineering cares about safety. Protect your horses from life-threatening injury by using safety post caps. Find safety post caps at your local farm supply or request a sample package by emailing them at sample@cze.com. Safety post caps for the safety of your horses and livestock. Visit cze.com because safety comes first. Support the businesses who support common sense and CSE Talk Radio. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Christopher Larson. We're talking about One Shepherd. It's a leadership program. It takes, there's three steps to it, and it's at 3 years or just however many times you want to.
Whatever they need.
But you can keep going. You don't have to quit after the
three. Oh, no.
Yeah, you just keep going and keep learning. We have Bob from Ohio. Bob, how are you today?
Hey, God bless, and thank you for your service, Mr. Larson.
Thanks, well, thank you.
For taking my call. E pluribus unum, many out of one or one out of many, any way you want to cut it. There's a lot of leadership out there. Why people have, you know, there's so many technical toys out there. We've become really a scattered nation of people. When you have the school system coming in with their agenda 21 from the moving in Common Core into the schools, it's counterproductive. We used to be graded in school about how well we got along with others was an important checkbox on our report cards.
It was, yeah.
And today it's more about individual glory. You know, Scripture says it's not wise for a man to seek his own glory. And we've become a very diversified nation. And thank you. The court system steps on people with leadership abilities oftentimes unrighteously. You see that. You don't see it in the regular news media. But there is a lot of leadership quality instilled people out there, but the whole system now with the Potomac Two-Steppers, the District of Criminals, becoming harlots and prostitutes, and giving our country away, under the guise of the United Nations.
Okay, Bob, we've got your point. Thank you. We're just about out of time, so I'm going to let you go because I want to, Christopher to have an opportunity to explain some more about One Shepherd. You know, what Bob's saying is we have the leaders out there, but, you know, we tend to be a society now that's downplaying that and discouraging folks from being leaders in whatever realm. And like he said, you know, we used to have that on our report cards, plays well with others,
sure.
You know,
yeah.
Gets along well, take. There was also that one takes instructions.
I failed at that one.
Yeah, I did okay at that, but I was one of those children that liked to please people. But you know, I think that is something that we need to talk about. Well, let's talk a little bit more. You said you wanted to talk about some sizzle, and he was telling me what they do, and I go, really? My eyes got about this big, and I know they can see that on the radio.
Right. Yeah, no, so. it is fun. People ask, well, okay, so you're a leadership, and you say you put them into simulation, but what do you do, right? I mean, who cares?
Everybody knows it's fake.
Right. You sling paintball at each other, and while I love paintball, by the way, I've got it's a great platform for force-on-force. But, no, we actually have them shoot at each other with real guns. And so I always get a chuckle, or people just look at me like I've lost my mind.
I did that.
She did. And she went, what?
I said, those guys let me shoot to 50 cal. That'd be bad.
And we shoot the 50 cal at each other. But the difference is, of course, what we do is we use the military simulation system. It is called MILES, Multiple Integrated Laser Engagement System. We have the fourth generation, the latest, greatest stuff called MILES IWS, MILES 2000. And what this is it's an eye-safe laser that you hook onto. It goes onto anything. I mean, it literally goes onto aircraft, tanks, anything else. It also goes onto firearms. So we put it on rifles and carbines and light machine guns, and we shoot at each other with it. Because you're wearing receptors. Now, of course, you're firing a blank cartridge, obviously. But it is a real weapon, and it really does zing out there. Its advantage is many different things. First off, that I just mentioned, you can actually shoot down helicopters, and they can shoot back at your tank. So it's integrated. The other thing about it is it knows exactly what your weapon system is, so it knows what it can and cannot kill and how far it can shoot. So our guys are picking up, you know, rifles, and they're scoring kills at a half mile. Where your paintball airsoft shoots maybe half a football field. We're getting eight of those, goalposts to goalposts. So you're doing this, and you load up with miles. You go force on force for a week at a time. And you're shooting each other in teams and platoons, hunting and squads, hunting each other. And you're doing this all with real steel firearms, blank ammunition, and MILES gear. What's so cool about that is, turns out we're the only civilian company that has this and makes it available to civilians. Yep, you bet. Civilians are welcome. That's the preponderance of our clientele.
That means I get to come.
Yeah, absolutely. We want to get you down there. Paint your face green.
Everybody always wants to get me down there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's put the little short gal behind a 50 cal and see what happens.
Yeah, but no, that's what we do, and that's how we do it. So you actually do go out and lead this. What's fun is when they sold this to us back in 2007, Cubic Defense Contract, and so we had to get permission through the NSA to buy it. And then when they finally sold it to us, they told us straight up, there aren't another, we don't sell this to civilians. We're going to have to sell this to you as a foreign military. And we actually did sign all sorts of waivers and everything else. That's how rare this is. Right now, it's only used by the United States Army, Marine Corps, some of our allies. And pretty much you have to be in a combat arms like infantry, special forces, stuff like this. You have to do that to use this kind of simulation. Not here. Not with One Shepherd. You just come to us. We'll set you up, and we'll take you out for a week at a time.
Mm-hmm. I know the guys. They wouldn't want me on their team. They'd want me on the other team. They said, I've seen her shoot. And we'll blame Bill because he was my instructor.
Ooh.
No, we'll blame Beth because she only gets out about once every year, every other year. So.
It's a perishable skill. Yeah.
It is. You know, you got to learn it, and you got to stick with it. It's just like anything else. Well, I'm impressed. I mean, when you start, I did. My eyes got really big when he said, we actually shoot each other. I go, well, you got to be a leader and survive this thing.
That's right. That's a graduation has very few people there.
I see connotations of all kinds of movies coming up here.
No, it's a lot of fun, and that's what we sell. You know, for the program, no one. I can't get it. By the way, you have to be at least 14 years of age to join our leadership program.
I'm over that now.
Okay, good. But you know, you talk to teenagers, you talk to college students. We do have people in their 30s and 40s, even their 50s. 50s that come out to this program. They're completely welcome. In fact, we encourage them to come out, but mostly it's been...
And 60s and 70s.
Right. Well, our average age at start is 20 years of age, so we get a lot of high school and college students. And, you know, you can't sit there and tell a student, hey, why don't you come out with us and learn? I'm going to teach you something. They're like, you know, I got a belly full of that. Right.
Yeah.
But you say, why don't you come out and go into a war game for 3 days straight, night vision strapped on your head, radios on, and they love it.
Awesome. This sounds like we're going to have to do this show again and talk a little bit more about each one of the stages.
Sure.
And what you do with that. And
be happy to.
And we'll learn a little bit more about it. We are out of time today. I want to thank Christopher for being with us. And Chris, what I do when I close the show each day is I talk about bringing America home. Becoming leaders and lifting one another up, that's bringing America home. And together we can do that. Thank you, vets, for being a part of bringing America home. And we will see you tomorrow.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. InventHelp has been helping inventors since 1984, with sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. Get free information of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-577-2657. That's 1-800-577-2657. Get your free inventor's information by dialing 1-800-577-2657. That's 1-800-577-2657.
Nothing up my sleeve.
Do you believe in magic?
Now you see it.
Now you don't. The real magic of control is now you see it, now you don't, and your freedoms are gone. Richard Mack, gleaning from his wisdom and experience, titled his newest book, The Magic of Gun Control, knowing there is no such thing as magic, but only planned and thought-out illusions. We're being fed illusions when government officials tell us gun control will make and keep us safer. We're being fed illusions as truth when officials try to make us believe that the bad guys will obey their gun laws and restrictions. It is with years of experience that Sheriff Mack knows the only magic in gun control is when the Second Amendment is honored, and that America is truly free. Order The Magic of Gun Control today. Send $22 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Order The Magic of Gun Control today.
In the book, The Flip Side of Feminism, Suzanne Vanker and Phyllis Schlafly provide readers with a new view of women in America, one that runs counter to what Americans have been besieged with for decades. Their book demonstrates that conservative women are, in fact, the most liberated women in America and the folks to whom young people should be turning for advice. It's time to liberate America from feminism's dead-end road. While modern women enjoy unprecedented freedom and opportunities, Vanker and Schlafly argue that this progress is not the result of feminism. I'm a woman and mother of five. I know both the work world and the joys of at-home raising a family. Don't allow the society to tell you that motherhood is demeaning. Raising my sons was the most rewarding job I ever accomplished. Order The Flip Side of Feminism now for only $25. Visit our website, csctalkradio.com. For check or money, order mail to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.